Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another DJV Health exclusive. Yes, you're about to spend an hour listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can hear him nowhere else around the country. You can hear him, well, that's not really true, actually. I want to make sure I have the statement correctly. You can hear him everywhere.
Yes.
What do they call it? Counterindication. Jack is not heard on any of the national radio program. He does have a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, his website for his activities as a GAPS practitioner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He does a local radio program in Salt Lake City on the same station that carries the DJV program and DJV Health. So he's there. But the Forbidden Doctor podcasts that are available for anybody to listen to, it's a lot of radio content, but then that's what a lot of podcasts are. Some of it is very unique and some of it isn't. Some of it comes from things that are said and heard on other forms of audio media. But, you know, the ForbiddenDoctor.com has so much material there that Jack and his wife Mary produce. It's a plethora. You like that word? Plethora of information. And so you listen to it and you think, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Or Jack's crazy. It doesn't make any sense at all. You know, it's up to the individual to decide or settle in. I think we all have to be consumers of information. But then people say to me, Jack, well, there's so much information out there. I was just talking to my son-in-law, my daughter's husband, who is a professor at UCLA in humanities and antiquities, and he was just buying a book that was produced 570 years ago by somebody in England teaching people how to read English. And, you know, the book costs $700. You buy it and you put it in. It's the original copy of the original book.
My goodness.
So when you get down to information, there are so many different. This is, you know, you go back to that sort of thing when information began or when the first information about a particular subject became available. You know, for example, we'll have the COVID discussion now. For the next, 10 years, 15 years, and we'll look back at the information that was available at the beginning as to what it was, where it came from, how it was spread, the whole deal. And I know you have been, and I kind of was in and out of this during the course of the conversation. We went too far in disrupting and disturbing our lives. It wasn't necessary. We're going to see this, even if there's another bounce back. Let's say, you know, the people that are talking now about some new form, one of the deadliest things that could have come about. Okay, so yeah, that's the news media scaring the hell out of everybody again. But do we need to, are we going to put ourselves in the same place where we were before? Where school districts are closed and businesses are closed and the world shuts down. I think when we look back at this whole episode last year and a half, most people look at it and say it was overdone, overkill. And you, I know, kind of feel that way for lots of different, whether it's the vaccine or the masks or whatever it is. But so if there were to be a podcast on what you learned from your experiences in the pandemic, how would it go from your perspective?
Probably trying to, and it would be very difficult to escape the political aspect of it, but to show how politics has captured science.
Yep.
And all the evidence, all the earmarks along the way, the little touchstones, the flip-flops here, the changes here, the contradictions there within various organizations that are government-supported. And now the latest one, of course, did it come from Wuhan? Did it not come from Wuhan? And then I love John Stewart's statement the other day.
Wuhan.
Yeah,
the lads call.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
It's kind of
that
like
idiot Stephen Colbert.
If there's a huge chocolate outbreak in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where's the first place you're going to look?
Uh-huh.
You know, and so it would probably be along those lines, and it would be difficult to keep the political aspect of it out. Because I have right here in front of me a letter from the CDC, June 7th. So how long ago was that? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where they admit in this letter, an official letter from the CDC, they have no record anywhere of the COVID-19 virus having been purified from a patient sample after it goes through normal viral identification processes. And so from them, they say, well, you know, we think it's this and we think it's that, but they have absolutely no record of anywhere where they took it from a person so-called infected with COVID-19, isolated it in that person, and then was able to show through normal filtration and the procedures that go through to purify the last little bit of the substance. They have no record of that anywhere on the planet ever having been done.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposition and politics. So that's the long answer to your question.
And bad news reporting. Let's make sure that gets in there as well.
Well, remember, the news reporting is really news reading.
Yeah.
These aren't reporters anymore. We don't have the Walter Cronkites anymore.
Reading press. No, yeah, we don't.
That's right.
We're
just reading teleprompters. Right, press releases.
It was written by somebody else, not by you. It's not.
So it's kind of gotten to the point now, what constitutes the news? It's whatever the news readers at night say on the evening news.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news. Not what's actually going on or taking place, but what they're reading, as you just said there a minute ago.
Yeah. All right. So having said that, or having talked about it, I want to get to a couple of things regarding the virus for your input. Americans, according to a poll that was released by a public affairs research group, are restarting their daily activities. There's a point in this, and I guess I get back to what we were first talking about. The virus shut down parts of the country that should not have been shut down. Okay, so that's yesterday's news. Can't do anything about that. What do we do going forward if, you know, when it comes to travel, for example, eating out, working? I mean, of all of the things that have changed, I believe the workplace will not ever be the same for many people who will not ever go back to work in an office. So is that good? Is that going to protect us because there's less likely events, you know, because people are not in a cubicle or in a place that keep the stuff from spreading? And then you look at some of the other things that are going on that are a result of us overplaying our parts here on this. And I guess I'm going to pause for a couple of seconds, but I want to get your reflection.
Yeah, I got something to say.
You always do. Nothing wrong with that. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. Let me remind you, I was talking about the podcast. There are tons of really good podcasts at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can avail yourself of lots of great information. That's from Jack's research and Mary's research. Also, we have our own podcast, the DJV Health Show podcast, featuring Jack Stockwell. An example of a couple of things. We were talking about viral shedding and what that was all about. Jack understanding that and helping you understand it. He also, in this podcast, we talk about enzymes and why they're important, how they help restore your energy, eliminate indigestion, put an end to heartburn and bloating. That's very important. So Jack and his discussions at djvhealthshow.com. There's another really good one. We have a podcast recently talking about your neck and how fragile it is. I still am in awe. First time Jack told me, he got a quarter out of his pocket. He said, look, this is the size of the stem that holds your brain onto your body. How about that? And that's really something to imagine. And then we talk about, in this podcast, eating raw material, raw stuff, not raw material, like raw foods. And Jack talks about vitamin D, how important it is, especially in the summertime. So you get the flavor here. We get a lot of things going on, a lot of important messages, a lot of important health info that you can judge and weigh and see what you think ought to be your path. Check it all out every week. It's here at DGVHealthShow.com as a public service or wherever you get your podcasts. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here with Dr. Jack, the idea, the activities, the way things shut down, what do we do? Because you've seen it, I'm sure, there's a new strain from someplace affecting people. Every week there seems to be another strain. And so what are we likely to do if it becomes, quote-unquote, serious again?
Yeah. Oh, it will be. The more vaccine hesitancy that we have in this country, the more serious that thing will become. This is here. If you pick up a virus and it does what it, you know, you've picked it up from viral shedding from somebody else. I mean, that's how viruses transmit, through our breath, through touch, through fluids, through tears, all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, that's nothing new. That's been around for decades. And you pick up something, and then you say, hey, Jack, let's go to lunch. And meet me in a couple days. We're going to go to Ebon's. Okay, we'll go to Ebon's. Within 2 days, that viral influence inside your body, the new thing that has happened, will create exosomes. It will create viral replication to some degree. And it's going to be altered, and it's going to mutate to some degree. 2 days later, we sit down for lunch, and you have a little sneeze or a little cough, or we just sit there talking for a couple hours, and we go on our own way. I just picked up the mutated form of what you picked up a week earlier, whatever it is. And so on with everybody else that I meet thereafter. It's going to mutate, it's going to mutate, it's going to mutate. Now, with that having been said, the latest political show out there about the Delta variant and the South African or the Brazilian or whatever else is to scare people.
Right.
Everybody on this planet has been exposed to COVID. Almost all of them that have, regardless of whether they got the shot or not, have developed antibodies to it. That's the whole thing between Rand Paul and Fauci in the Senate investigative committees over and over again. Mm-hmm. Any graduate, even a first-year graduated MD, chiropractor, dentist, anything else is going to tell you that's how the immune system works. You got exposed to it, you built antibodies to it, and then you're going to be fine thereafter. But not till politics gets in. When the politics gets in, it completely turns the science upside
down. We need to be more discerning about what we listen to, the screen, the filter, if you will. I think that's what you're urging people to do. Use your own filters, common sense, things, you know, and again, learning as much as we can about bacteria versus viruses, the good bacteria especially, and how you don't want to kill them all by putting those purifiers on your hands. More coming up right after this with Dr. Jack.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. The specific thing that I was talking about, I don't want to belabor this, because I don't want it to become, like all this other stuff, overcooked. But this virus that I sort of was first talking about, rising across the southern U.S., it's not a COVID thing specifically. It's called RSV. I'm sure you've heard about it. Mm-hmm. Respiratory syncytial virus? What is that?
Syncytial.
Okay, what is that, and why do we be concerned or not concerned about it?
It's been around for a long time. It comes and goes. You know, it's the difference between epidemic.
In what form? What kind of a form? What is it?
Well, usually you see it. Usually you see it in infants. It's extremely deadly with newborns and children in the first year or two of life.
Is it like
before their immune systems get developed?
It's not like the pillow thing when they suffocate. It's not like that.
No, not like that. And it's interesting that they're pointing to RSV, because that's something a lot of mothers are familiar with anyway. Instead of coming out with something like SARS-CoV-2 that people never ever heard of before, they just get frightened about it. Here they can be even more frightened. It can have an even more psychological effect on the public, because that's something mothers are familiar with, especially those who get their children vaccinated early, which I certainly don't recommend. Right. But they know women in their church group, their neighborhood, their workplace, place, wherever else, the kids have had RSV, and a lot of times they end up in the NICU at some children's hospital for a while, and then most of them recover, but some of them don't. So it's the new scare word. It's the new scare thing that's going on. And it's the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic and an endemic.
What is?
An endemic is where you have something that shows up in a certain area all the time. It just, the virulence of it may change from time to time. Like chickenpox and mumps and measles in this country. Those things are endemic to America. They're everywhere. Every now and then there's a little bit of a breakout, but it's there. And then the epidemic is when something new shows up that infects a large group of in a smaller population area, a pandemic in southern Arizona, a pandemic in North Dakota, whatever. But when you have a pandemic, then it has no borders. There is no stopping or identifying where it is and where it isn't. It's everywhere. And so when you see stuff, I said all that to say this, when you see this RSV thing, RSV is endemic to America. And there's little pockets of it that break out from time to time in different places. I think it's directly related to the amount of poisoning or malnutrition that happens to that endemic population when it occurs. Something new being sprayed on the crops, you know, something new that's falling out of the sky, whatever else, is usually the major
remember
cause.
Remember acid rain?
Remember
acid rain?
Absolutely. I remember the pictures of these hillsides out in Montana that was just down a little bit from the Kellogg Silver Mine, and where the furnaces were burning, everything that was going on, you could see these entire hillsides cleansed of all life.
It just is amazing what we do in the name of ignorance or in the name of money or in the name of power and control. It just is part, I guess, the human condition, but it's become altered more because of the state of social media, the advances in technology, the things that we learn that we never would have learned before. But it still comes back to the basics, as far as I'm concerned. When you're sending your children off to school, you ought to be confident that they're learning about things that are important to them in their lives, like how their bodies work. And maybe you share some of that stuff. My grandson is 6 years old, 6.5 years old. He's picking up things and helping me understand stuff that I never heard before and didn't know. That's a good thing. More education, more involvement, more information, the better it is. And that's one of the reasons I pride myself with doing these radio shows with Jack and Ken. It's the DJV Health Show, continuing with a focus on altering your cellular biology. Coming up next.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House acknowledged that its goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose of COVID vaccine by July 4th will not be met. Jeff Zients, the White House's COVID response coordinator, said Tuesday that about 150 million American adults are currently vaccinated, short of the administration's goal of 160 million. Zients added that the administration will now focus on getting younger Americans immunized, pushing particularly for 18 to 26-year-olds to get their shots. And a sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Tim Berg has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Georgia healthcare system is the latest victim of a ransomware attack. Lance Pry reports.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates two hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The genius who is Jack Stockwell is on with another genius.
Oh, you just watered it down.
Oh, thanks a lot, pal. It's the DJ. I wonder if Mary, your wife, would agree with that. DJV at 34:35 after the hour, moving into the second half hour of our DJV visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell this week. So I wanted to know, you have done some of the podcasts that you do at ForbiddenDoctor.com come from the local radio program. Sometimes you talk about the same things there that we talk about on the national program, but oftentimes there are things there's more in depth. And I know that you have to be careful, as all of us who do radio, not to get too into the weeds. And I know there's nobody to curb you when you do that on the local on the local.
That's right.
I'm here to curb you a little bit when it comes to this program. But I do find it fascinating to understand how the body works, because that's how you know how what's going on in your body. The people who tell me they don't want to know, this isn't for you. If you are happy-go-lucky and you don't want to know what the status of your body is, what's going on in your body, what could happen to your body, all of that stuff, this is not a program for you. This is a waste of your time. But if you're interested in knowing what's going on, I want the blood work done. I want to have Jack tell me this means this. I remember how we went into the brain thing and you looked at it and you pointed out something to me that I didn't get out of reading it. And that's what's great about Jack and Ken. And so let's talk about cellular biology. You can be Professor Jack. I'll let you go for a little while before I have to rein you in, I'm sure. What does happen? Is cancer a cellular biological alteration?
Yes,
is that
of
the
course.
Kind of thing you're talking
you bet.
About?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm talking about, just the same way you live in a community of people and you eat and you drink and you drive and you work and you love and you hug. Those kinds of processes are going on inside the cells of the human body all the time. They're breathing. They have excretions. They have metabolites. They have proteins, fats, carbs. They have all these different things that you do on a macro level, they're doing on a micro level. And so I remember, I think it might have been the second semester. It's the same class, whether you're in dental school, medical school, chiropractic school, is cellular physiology. And I had no idea. It's a three and a half month class. I had no idea getting into that. All of the incredible functions that take place in the cell to keep the cell alive. And then you got to have all these cells of that particular tissue alive and working well for that organ to work. And then, of course, the organs have to work in order for the body to work. So when you mentioned the title of that radio show, What Happens When You Alter Cell Biology, it's a lead-in to what Tal Zaks, Z-A-K-S, said. He's the medical director of Moderna.
Really?
He was given this big presentation back in 2017 about mRNA vaccine concepts, and he says
which is what Moderna and Pfizer that's their basis in reality. Yep.
And
okay.
He came out and said, and it's on YouTube. You look up Tal and then Zaks, and it's I think March of 2017. And he said we have hacked the software of life. We have found a way to get inside the cell and alter its biology. So what that podcast, that radio show you mentioned there at ForbiddenDoctor.com goes into is an hour to an hour and a half long explanation as to what happens when you start playing around with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why our species has survived solar flares, cosmic rays, earthquakes, pestilences, hurricanes, tornadoes, wars, disease.
We've learned how to duck.
That's right. We've learned how to cellularly duck.
Yep.
And when you start playing around with that, there could be some real problems down the road. Now, some of it, of course, in their supposition on my part, but some of it is from leading virologists around the world and what they've had to say.
You mean if we keep treating things as we are with the kind of vaccines that we are? Is that what your implication is?
Well, that's it. Now, the thing about viruses actually show up to help us. 20% of our DNA is viral DNA. Mm-hmm. It has incorporated itself into our DNA over the thousands of generations we've been here. And a lot of times when a viral explosion shows up, there are a few people in the community that have outward symptoms from it, but everybody in that community is going to be strengthened by the presence of that virus. They actually come to save you. Now, when you start playing with that virus so that it's something that Mother Nature didn't make, well, you can't play with a virus, but you can play with a snippet of that RNA, which, of course, is what these two mRNA shots are, that are designed to cause your body to make the spike A protein. Rather than you get it from somebody else that had COVID and you pick it up from them and the SARS-CoV-2 virus is in you now that is coated with the spike A protein, what Tal Zaks was saying 4 years ago is we found a way to make your own body make the spike A protein so your body can build antibodies to it and we'll be better off for it. But what they're finding out now is that it's the spike A covering, it's the spike A protein on the surface of the virus itself that is the real toxic effect. And that's why we're having an explosion of reports of adverse reactions showing up at the CDC. They claim there are over 100,000 reports behind them.
Oof.
There's so many of them. Now, remember back in 75, 76?
Remember, what people, the other side will say that we have almost, 67%, two-thirds of the country is vaccinated.
With
so
at least
that would
one.
Be 200, huh?
With at least one shot, not both of them, but at least one.
Right, okay. So the number you're talking about is minuscule in comparison to the number of people who have had shots. And then you go to the flu shot. Yeah. Well, you see, then it becomes he said, she said, and you can point to this thing that the CDC said, and they can point to that thing the CDC said, and you get into this can of worms.
And if you don't go past that, you can't get out of that can of worms. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
But it is causing a lot of people to sit back and say, hey, wait a second, let's look at this a little longer. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Big Pharma is saying, oh, we can't put up with this vaccine.
No, exactly. And nobody is, there are fewer people saying what you're saying than saying what the other thing is saying, because they get a lot more money to advertise all their crap on television and radio and stuff. And so that's where it moves, and that's how it is moving. I want to talk about something that is a very familiar strain of conversation, a thread of conversation when we continue here, because Jack not only is a Nooka chiropractor practicing at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, but he and his wife are great practitioners of the GAPS method of keeping your gut healthy. So we'll talk about that. We need a little review in that department, and we'll get to it pretty quickly. I'm going to talk about something you can put in your gut. You have done it. I've brought these Ebon's cookies to your place, and you know how yummy they are. I need to order some bread, though. I ran out of the bread, and so I went to the store and I bought a supposedly gluten-free bread. A, it tastes like paper, and B, it really isn't gluten-free. I still got, because sometimes they do these breads, but they do them in a facility where gluten, where wheat or other things, grains have been used. So you get the exposure and you still get it. That doesn't happen when you order products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. E-B-A-N-S. Fabulous products. If you have any problem with celiac or you just have gut problems, and that's really what we're going to be talking about here in a moment, the fact is that gluten creates, because the preservative aspect of it, it creates upset in your tract with a lot of people. Millions of people have this. So they're the ones that start at Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, and order. But then they pass the stuff around like I did with Jack and Mary when I visited them. And they, wow, these cookies in there. Chocolate chip, yum. The cranberry walnut coconut oatmeal, yum. Peanut butter, yum. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeal. The girls tease me on the DGV program because it's not really chocolate. But at any rate, it's great. And it's all done by Ebon's in a way that you will suffer no more. That's the bottom line. And when you order at Ebon's Bakehouse, look at the catalog of things. You can use the DJV code, about 15% off. I think that's the discount, big discount. And it's all guaranteed. You'll love it or you get your money back. So why not try this for you, somebody in your family who has gluten intolerance, and then when you taste how good they are, everybody's going to want them. Just have to keep them refrigerated, that's all, because they have no preservatives. The cookies are yum. The breads are fab. Get them at Ebon's Bakehouse. Tell them Doug sent you. EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins, delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready, because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork, are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks, like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell on the DGV Health Program. All right, so I was talking about gut health. This is a favorite topic of yours, and I noticed that the supplement of the week is something that Mary has me on. Three squirts, three pumps of this Ion Gut Health. Put it right in. So what does it create? Does it give you bacteria? How does it work?
It works on the basis of communication.
What is that?
Communication of the microbiome that's inside the gut. The stuff that we were talking about earlier.
Explain that a little bit better.
Okay. With these trillions of creatures that live inside your gut, it starts up in the sinuses. That's why there's a sinus application of this all the way down to the bottom. Trillions upon trillions of life forms, bacteria, viruses, molds, parasites, all these things that are a part of the community of your life. When these things get out of balance is when we get sick. So this new product, it was actually been out for a number of years, but it's Ion Gut Health, and we have it at the ForbiddenDoctor.com under products. And what it does is it improves the communication of these life forms inside the stomach, on the stomach wall, through giving them the proper molecules, the proper communication chemicals that are present in this material that comes.
So are these natural? How do they find this stuff and put it into a bottle?
This comes from rock and soil and a material that is 65 million years old. It's that strata level of the earth. And it's back when the richness and the density of nutrition was so great that we had animals that weighed 50, 60, 70 tons walking around on the face of the planet. The dinosaurs themselves. And so it has a richness in it of chemical molecule communication substances that improve that communication on the walls of the gut. It boosts the immunity. It enhances mental clarity.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Recently, I don't know if we talked about it here, but I know we talked about a DJV program. There was some kind of an amoeba or a multicellular find in some glacier somewhere that had been frozen for 24,000 years. And the glacier is thawing, and this bug or whatever it was, this being, got out, having been frozen for 24,000 years, and started to live again. And, you know, you think about that, whatever is going on with that cellular body, and, you know, whether or not all cells, whether they're cellular beings, whether they're a little or whether they're a lot, you know, what they have going for them for survival. The smallest cells sometimes can survive. And, you know, that's good news
and bad news. Well, that's what this stuff is all about, is to help the smallest cells in the gut. You just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com under shop, and you'll see recommended by the Forbidden Doctor, and there it is. And a big explanation as to why it is so valuable to health.
Also, you'll see the long life energy enzymes in that same box in the ageless thyroid. This is a concoction that Mary and Jack did a lot of research on. Very popular. And when you're at Forbidden Doctor, don't forget their new newsletter, Notes from the Forbidden Doctor. That's going to be out very soon. Subscribe for that at ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com. Help yourself to information. Lots of things going on. Jack and Mary, thank you to Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen here on DJV Health at 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour, DJV Health Time. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell now, loaded with information, loaded for bear. There is a lot of conversation. First of all, people don't know, Jack, the difference between bacteria and viruses. So maybe we start with a primer on bacteria and viruses, and then let's talk about the good viruses and the good bacteria, because we've created a problem here, at least my read on it is, and a lot of the info I have, the attitude I have, is based on what you tell me. But I think you're right when it comes to those all those purifier things that you put on your hand to supposedly get rid of the bacteria or virus and bugs. You get rid of the bad stuff along with the good stuff. That's why soap and water, hot water, is a pretty good way to get rid of it. But let's go back to the primer. Viruses, bacteria, the differences, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we live in a the key word is community. We live in a community of an unseen world around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about ghosts and spirits and that kind of unseen stuff.
No, I was talking to my grandson Miles about bacteria when we were walking along the edge of the brook the other day. We were talking about bacteria and how we have all billions of these things in our stomach.
Trillions.
Trillions in our
literally
stomach.
Literally trillions. Yeah. One week after a baby's born, per 1 gram of the baby's poop, there are over 100 million viruses present in that baby's poop.
Wow.
Most of that, if it's a mother who had a healthy 9-month pregnancy and the baby was born vaginally, The baby is picking up the mother's virome. The virome is the viral part of our microbiome. The microbiome is all of this foreign life form that lives inside of us. An interesting statistic is this. Only 10% of all the DNA contained inside from your skin to the very core of your being is human. 90% of the DNA inside of you is not human. It belongs to the viruses. It belongs to the bacteria. It belongs to the
parasites.
Does that
tell you about the future of what's going on in this planet?
Well, you can't get away from this stuff. Any more than, as I always say, a fish can get away from water. You live in an ocean of these things, and the trick is for them to be in balance with one another. Because when they get out of balance is when we have a problem. And so
out of balance create inflammation,
which
is the reason for all illness?
Absolutely. And an overgrowth of the kind of bacterial agents inside of you you don't want. In other words, we always hear about the bad things about E. coli. Something shows up in the spinach. Something shows up in the
Salmonella, too.
Yes. That stuff is because of poor hygienic procedures that are taking place with those who are harvesting these kinds of foods and what's happening out there in the fields. That's where this stuff is coming from. But there's a level of E. coli inside the gut that is very important because of the byproducts that this E. coli bacteria produces. And there's a lot of different kinds of E. coli. But for the most part, it's all good. It's all friendly. And the bacteria give us neurotransmitters. They give us immune-enhancing chemicals. They give us B vitamins. They give us all kinds of stuff in return for us giving them warmth and moisture and food.
All right. And so what's the difference between the virus then? Because we are hosts, the viruses can't live without us. Bacteria can live without us, but the viruses can't. Am I right?
The trick is the word alive. Viruses are not alive.
No. Okay.
They do not have a metabolism. They cannot reproduce. The whole concept behind viral replication that we hear in viral theory is the idea that this virus, especially a retrovirus, gets inside of a cell, rewires that cell for how, reprograms a better word, reprograms that cell for what that cell produces, and then it starts producing all kinds of these viruses, and that's how the viral explosion takes place inside of the body once you get exposed to some new viral element that you weren't familiar with before, and your immune system doesn't know what to do with it. Yeah. Bacteria, on the other hand, they're alive. They have an active DNA inside of them. They reproduce. They have cell division. They have metabolism, and they respond to outside stimulus. Viruses don't.
Think of is that Gene Wilder line. It's alive! It's alive!
There you go.
It's
you alive. Can't say that about a virus. Viruses do not replicate
outside the cell. That's very instructive. A lot of people learn
just there.
Things, including me, and I'm fairly knowledgeable about this stuff, but you've taught us something. That's good. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who want you to know now is the time to come to the aid of your body. You're on a good roll. You've lost some weight over the last 2, 3, 4 months. And now you want to make sure you keep it off so you'll look your best during the summertime and feel your best and actually are your best, never mind through summer, but for the rest of the year, through the rest of your life. Check it out. How does it work? Calitrin is not the three main ingredients, not complicated. How it works and how well it helps you to keep the weight off that you've worked so hard to take off the natural way. Calitrin, all natural, healthy choice. Check it out at toploss.com. Their website, use the DJV code for 3 months free and free shipping. Check it all out again, toploss.com, discount DJV. It's 59.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.